Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun on the set of a film he was making in New Mexico, killing the director of photography and injuring the director. Baldwin was filming his upcoming movie, a Western, near Santa Fe when the incident occurred. Cinematographer Halina Hutchins was killed and director Joel Souza wounded during the middle of a scene that was either being rehearsed or filmed, said a spokesman for the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office. The incident does remain under investigation and no charges have been filed. Prop guns used on sets are typically loaded with blanks or blank cartridges, which can still cause significant damage to anyone within close shooting range. China real estate developer Evergrande unexpectedly made an overdue interest payment to international bondholders, allowing it to delay default, at least for now. The payment was due on September 23rd with a 30-day grace period that ends this Saturday. The interest payment was for $83.5 million for the company's March 2022 offshore bond. Evergrande still owes $45 million by October 29th. That's when the grace period on another overdue payment ends. A default on the company's bonds could spiral into Asia's biggest corporate default. Far from questioning whether pandemic-weary travelers will be ready to board cruise ships, Royal Caribbean is offering the chance to stay on a ship for 9 months. The company is offering the ultimate world cruise in 2023. It's a journey taking up three quarters of the year that will travel to all seven continents, 65 countries, and 11 great wonders of the world. Tickets for that trip start at nearly $61,000 per person. Royal Caribbean said in August that the Delta variant was having a modest impact on bookings. The company reports earnings a week from today.